a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I have another update for you on my ongoing sort of tumultuous relationship with Australia Post.
Oh, no.
Could I just bring that to the table?
Yeah, but quickly? It's hard because they let you down so much in the past. Mm. You can't give them a fresh start, even though you've had some good experiences of late.
Yeah, and I've absolutely sort of flagged those as well and said, hey, credit where credit's due. Mm. This was good that one time. So I am waiting on a new hat.
Okay. It's that one hat you get once a year. You just rotate the same hat.
It's Flexi plain.
Fit.
Yep.
Black.
Black.
Yeah.
Cap.
Yeah.
Does it look like I'm wearing a brand new cap?
It does.
Yeah. I am.
It
correct.
Does. It looks very not lived in.
Yeah.
We could
it's
say.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Because I got it yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got a white under to it.
It's grey.
Oh, sorry.
It's a black cap but with a grey sort of
is that how brim. You ordered it?
Well, that's how they make them.
Oh. Isn't it just normally just black?
You can get some that are just black, but the more common is the grey.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, black and grey aside, I ordered one of these last weekend, so not the one just we just had, but the weekend before, on the Saturday morning.
Okay.
I'd been wanting a new hat for ages, and I was like, finally, I tried to buy it in Geelong,
mm-hmm.
and the hat shop in Westfield no longer sells them. I'm like, cool. Oh. This keeps happening to me. Like, it's a plain yeah. black flex fit hat. Yeah. How hard is it to, like, find a retailer in Geelong that has them? Yeah. Can't find one.
Really?
So, like, fine, I'll go online.
Okay, yeah.
And so I ordered it from, like, a surf shop in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, cool, whatever. Yeah. It's, you know, about $30, including postage. So yeah. that's cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah. fine.
Yeah. So it was ordered Saturday morning. Then on Monday, 8:12 a.m., the order was placed. This is my tracking. Then at 8:12 a.m. the packing order was sent. It was booked for delivery at 1:17 p.m. last Monday,
mm-hmm.
and it was on its way, received by Australia Post and ready for processing Monday 10th of June at 5:52 p.m.
Wow, so that's okay.
Last Monday,
yeah,
5:52 p.m.
Okay,
it's not moved since.
What do you mean?
That's the last notification that I've received from Australia Post is, hey, yeah, we've got it. And a week has gone by.
Yeah.
And nothing. No movement. No updates on no movement in the notifications of the, okay, now it's on its way to Melbourne.
Oh.
Now it's landed in Sunshine.
Yeah.
Now it's going
yeah,
to
yeah,
Avalon
yeah.
or wherever. None of that. It's still, according to tracking, sitting in Murarrie, Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Been received and ready for processing.
But you've got it on your head.
Yeah, because I went to Werribee. I went to the plaza yesterday with Kalia.
Yeah.
And I bought a hat from a shop. I'm like, stuff it. I'll buy this.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you got the hat.
Yeah.
And they haven't updated
the
system.
The tracking, no.
No. Okay, so it's a whole nother problem. Okay.
It's a different hat now.
Yeah,
so,
no.
So now I've got a second hat that may
no.
never arrive. But I tell you what, if your postie is rolling around in a sick, fresh, black flex fit hat,
yeah.
you know it's mine.
Yeah.
Tackling.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
If you taking on someone's streaming services and not paying for them,
hmm.
it's just something you need to think about, okay? Because I've got Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
And I share it around my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, every time there's a problem, an email comes to my email that says, hey, here's your one-time code that you need to put in.
What?
So just say if someone's having trouble logging in or something,
yeah.
you know, they'll
yeah.
say, oh, we'll send you a code to an email. But that email's my email. And when you've got four people taking advantage of your beautiful nature.
Sounds really hard, man.
It is. It's like this weekend.
Yeah.
I've had Mum try to log in on the TV.
Yeah.
And for some reason, what's the password, Lauren? Well, I've sent you all the password multiple
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
in a group chat and also individually by message. So you can just search for Disney Plus, but does anybody search? No, Tom. They just send another message.
They just expect you to have it.
Just send another message.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I accidentally clicked the button that said reset password.
Why?
And that's...
Who does that?
Gone to your email.
Is this Helen again?
Yes.
Hell's bells, come on.
They're my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Late last night. Logs, you need to check your email for the one-time password.
Why?
I'm trying to log in Dizzy on my phone this time. And I need that. But I need sleep. And I need to not be bothered by this anymore. So you need to go and get your own Disney subscription.
Sort it out.
Because I am on the cusp of what I can deal with at the moment.
You are full to the brim. You are this close. What? You are one reset email.
Seriously.
From overflowing.
Seriously.
Falling apart.
If I have to go through my inbox and it's not there.
Yeah.
I have to go through my spam.
Is it in junk?
And it's not there.
Where is it?
And then I have to message them back and say, it's not there. And I just want to sleep, Tom.
Resend. Get him to resend.
I just want to sleep. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Yes, Saturday night I did make my way down to Anglesey.
Yes.
Where the boys had already set up shop on the Friday.
Yeah, you went the one night option.
Yeah, of the two, and I, because I only knew two of six guys that were there, six or seven that were there, and then so I rolled in late Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out, had a beer.
Your very first sleepover.
Sleepover time.
Yeah, sort of put my stuff down.
Were you a bit nervous?
Cracked a beer, no. No, I wasn't. Mm. No, because I knew two of the people there, so I was like, "Whatever." Nobody talks to me. I'll just talk to them. Also, unlike being a 12-year-old boy, I've got a car and I can just drive home if it all goes to pot. But so we were hanging out, had a beer, then walking distance to the Anglesey pub. So we went there, had some lunch, hung out in the sports bar there.
Had a punt.
So no, you know me, mate. I'm not. The fact that I could lose the money is enough reason for me not to put it up in the first place. So a couple of beers there, great old time, some share plate sort of gear, you know, some chips and some popcorn chicken and stuff. And then wandered back and sort of just hung out for the afternoon, and then we had a barbecue for dinner.
Yeah.
Now, I was of the understanding that it was going to be a big, big lunch at the pub, so, you know, don't bring, like, so it's just going to probably be a pretty light barbecue for dinner.
Yeah.
But when we got to the pub, the boys were like, oh, we've got a ton of meat, so we probably don't need to go too hard on lunch because we're going to have a big barbecue for dinner. I was like, well, this is not as advertised.
And did you say as much?
No, I didn't.
did you speak up about anything that happened over the thing? Like, actually, you said this was
going to
happen.
No. I did not.
That's a first.
So the messaging before I went was like, just bring what you want to drink.
Yeah.
Bring some stuff that you want to eat for the barbecue on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And have, bring some bedding. So a couple of doonas and a pillow I took as well, right?
Yeah.
And a change of clothes, obviously. So it came barbecue time and I went to my cool bag that I had what I'd brought. And when I was leaving the house, I was running it, like I was going to go to the butcher's, but I thought, oh, God, I don't have time. So I'll just get whatever's in the freezer.
Yeah.
So
in the freezer?
I'd like two sausages and one burger patty because that's what I'm going to eat.
Oh, honey. Oh,
and then so I did grab like a packet of marinated drumettes, chicken drumettes.
Oh, yeah. So for the group?
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, for the group. Yeah.
That'll feed the 600
frozen
blokes.
Ones.
Yeah, and so it came barbecue time, and they're rolling out, and they've got like 30 of the big fat snags, and there's like chops and like everything for a barbecue. And I was like, okay, guys, well, here's my one burger.
Frozen.
20 burgers, big fat patties, and mine's like this tiny little cheeseburger looking thing.
Oh, honey.
And so I didn't excel at the barbecue thing because they were like, do you really want us to cook your stuff or are you just going to eat some of this? And I was like, no, please cook it. So then I had my two tiny little sausages next to their big fat ones and my tiny little patty next to their big patties.
Sounds like a boy sleeper on me.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.